So here's my question. You guys ready? You guys ready to receive the word of God?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So here's my question. How many of you have ever made a New Year's resolution? Okay. How many made a resolution this year? Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna talk about that. How many ever made a New Year's resolution and you weren't able, and by February, you had already broken those things that you resolved to do? Come on, raise your hand. Be honest. Keep your hand up. Come out. Okay. Now, for the rest of you, we'll talk about you guys later. All right. I want to teach you today the sermon title. And I know y'all writing this down because I went over it last week, how important it was to have your pens and your papers. So why? Because you remember what you write down. So the sermon title is this, is Moving Forward. Somebody say Moving Forward. I want to teach you how to move forward. And my first point, and I want you to understand that you cannot move forward if you're looking backwards. Come on, somebody here? Put all your eyes up here. I want to show you something. If you cannot move forward if you're looking backward. You can't. And here's why. Because your body is going to follow your focus. Your body's going to follow your focus. So you're moving forward, but you're looking backwards. In very short period of time, you know what you're going to do? Your body is going to get in line with what your vision is. That's what happens with your resolution. Siri, define resolution.
A firm decision to do or not to do something. Do you want to hear the next one?
No, that's okay. A firm decision to do something or not to do something. And yet what happened? That firm decision that said, I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. But the issue is, you can't move forward if you're looking backwards. Want me to show it to you in the Word? Look at Mark 6:22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Can you guys go to the next verse? 23. If the eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. See, your body will follow your eye or your focus or your vision. Does that make sense? So you make a resolution, you've made a decision. I'll tell you, I'm firm in this. But notice what I said. I didn't say it's hard to move forward if you're looking backward. I didn't say it was hard. I said it's impossible. You can't do it. Now listen to me very carefully. What am I talking about looking backwards? What are you really talking about, Pastor, when you're talking about you can't move forwards when you're looking backwards? What is moving forward and what is looking backward? Let's define some terms here. What I'm talking about is particularly when I'm talking about looking backwards, I'm talking about what has the Holy Spirit, or what has Jesus Christ done? What did he do on the cross? He died for sins. But what I'm saying is, when you're looking backwards, you're not seeing yourself in what Christ actually did on the cross. You're forgetting the great victory that took place when he died on the cross. Does this make sense? That's why in the Word, God instructs us to keep on doing communion till he comes back. You know why? Because he doesn't want you to forget what he did on the cross. Come on, is this making sense? Can I preach over here for a little bit? Is that making sense? And so when we're looking backwards, even though mentally we are, or to some extent, we understand that what Christ did on the cross, but we're looking backwards and we're forgetting that application. Let me tell you, let me explain this to you. When Christ rose from the dead, the veil in the temple, which separated the outside from the Holy of Holies, was ripped in half from the top down. What significance is that? That God's saying, listen, I am on your side. I'm for you. There's no separation. The problem of sin has been taken care of. And Christians accept that. They believe it. They believe it, but they forget it. And they forget it, and as they forget it, they start looking back and start thinking about their life, not in terms, I said all that to say this, that was an indication that, hey guys, everyone is welcome in the Holy of Holies now. Everyone. And so now it's different. But many times, in the course of our life, we forget what Christ has done, and we start looking, we make these resolutions, and a lot of these resolutions are godly resolutions. But we never fulfill those resolutions. Because, here's why, because your vision is critical to where you're going. And if you're looking back, it's only a period of time before, and many times, just a short period of time, before you will just, your body follows your eyes. Yeah. Amen. Does this make sense? Yeah. Listen, there's all kinds of people, they get in car accidents, and what were they doing? They were reaching for the Cheetos. Come on. It's true. It's absolutely, they were reaching for the Cheetos, and the Cheetos were a little far, and they looked, and their whole body, watch this, their whole body followed the Cheetos, along with their steering followed the Cheetos. And you got the Cheetos, but you also got in a crash. How many know that happens all the time? It happens. Come on. Can I get a witness here? What were you reaching for? A cheeseburger. Oh, man. What were you reaching for?
Curly fries.
Curly fries. Oh, my goodness. God, deliver us from curly fries and a cheeseburger. Why? Because it happens in your life, does it not? And you're like, man, I don't understand. Watch this. And some of you, when I ask, you know what, did you make a resolution this year? You didn't even make a resolution. Watch this. This is powerful. And here's why you didn't. Because you made a resolution 4 years ago, and that failed. And you made a resolution 3 years ago, and that failed. And you made a resolution last year, and that failed. And now you're resolute that you're a failure. No, really. That's the basis of, I'm not going to make a resolution because I know this is just going to fail. You cannot move forward. And this sermon is critical to preach in a series teaching you that your past failures don't have to define you. They don't have to define you. But watch this. But how many know, let me teach you about good teaching. Good teaching has several components. One, it's got to have the truth in it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me just be honest. We don't know the truth except that we read it in the Word of God. How many recognize man can do some crazy evil things and justify it? We don't know what truth is, except we find it in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. One, good teaching has got to come from the only one who knows truth. And that's God, and that's His Word, number one. Number two, you know what? Good teaching tells you the problem. And many times, good teaching tells you not only the problem, but tells you not only what you need to do, but why you need to do it. And, this is so critical, and how to do it. How many know the how is critical?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, what do we need to do? We need to start moving forward in the things that God has called us to move forward to. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be better husbands. We need to be more godly wives. You know what? Many, many, many need to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching. You're like, Pastor, you were doing good till you talked about that. There, you know, there's people who come into the church and they don't got two nickels to rub together. And it's not because they don't make a lot of money, but it's because they've spent money that they didn't even have. How do you do that? Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Visa and MasterCard. They're like, hey. And they're like, hey, it's convenient. Hey, can somebody hear me today? Stop letting them con you and stop conning yourself. It's not about convenience. It's about the borrower is subject or slave to the lender. That's what it's about. You know, America, there's no slaves anymore. Are you kidding? There's more slaves in America than there's ever been in America. Yeah, voluntary slaves. You know what? You know what? You know what? Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work I go. Why? Because you owe. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho. Hello? Pastor Chairman, I'm not kidding too much amens. But listen, I'm not here to bag on you. I'm not here to rip on you. I'm not here to be condescending to you. I'm here to tell you, you can get out of debt.
Yes, you can.
See, the things, you know what? The things that, and here, I'm on a roll, right?
Yeah, you are, Pastor. Wake us up.
So, you know what? Many, and women, just let me say this, women, you got your issues. Don't be self-righteous because your issues aren't his issues. Moving right along. For some men, and I don't know who, I'm not here to criticize anybody. For some men, you know what? Pornography is incredibly sticky. You ever get something like some sticky something on your fingers?
Yeah.
And you try, it's on your thumb and you try to get it off. Now it's on your thumb and three of your fingers. Then you rub it off and now you didn't rub it. It's still on your fingers, but now it's it's incredibly sticky. Okay? And so you've made resolutions. You know what? I'm not going to get on the internet and watch this pornography anymore. I know it's just not helping my marriage, not helping, you know, not going to help my marriage in the future if you're single. It's not going to help your marriage in the future. You think, oh, everything's going to change. Oh, when I get married, then I can have as much sex as I want to. And I won't, you know, be, whoa, 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 whoa. You're deceiving yourself. If you have a broken leg in New York and you come to L.A., you get off the plane, you're still going to have a broken leg. You know what? So if you're single, clean it up now, because you're going to be a blessing to your wife when you come. I love what we heard this one pastor say. This is so good. We heard this one pastor say this week. He said, you know what? Singles, be resolute that you are going to be a one-woman man. You know, you want to be flirting with everybody. You know, you're, you know, Casanova. Knock it off. Yeah. Amen. Because whatever that is, it follows you into your marriage. Yeah. Amen. I'm not really very friendly with women. A little bit. Not very much. But if you follow me, or you know what, in you know what, my chores and what I'm doing, I'm really friendly to men. Why? Because that's how I just, you know what I mean? But women, I ain't so friendly with. Why? Because that's just how it is. Amen. You know, you don't like it? Tough. Nobody ask you. Amen. I'm trying to be in your faith. I'm just trying to be real. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't got to be friendly to women. I mean, I'm not rude to them, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Smile, say hi and thank you and all that stuff, but I'm not going to start a big conversation. So you've made a resolution that you're going to be, you know what, get it together, and then you don't. And then you fall, and then you think, "See, I'm not going to do that." So so really in a practical way, you resolve to fail. You're just gonna say, I've tried, and so I'm not gonna do this. No. Can I look at your neighbor and say, there is a better way? and what is the key to your failure? The key to your failure is you can't move forward because you're looking backwards. And you can take 3 steps forward or 2 steps forward, but eventually what you're going to do is you're just going to come right around to where you're looking, i.e. cheeseburger, i.e. curly fries. Okay. Is this making sense to anybody? So, Pastor, here's a question. So how do I move forward and not look backward? So how do I do that? Well, thanks for asking. Right, this is the second point. You keep your focus, watch this, on the Word. And specifically, on what Jesus did on the cross. You keep your eye on the Word or the words of Christ, and specifically what he did on the cross. Here's why. Because that will move you forward.
Amen.
Listen, when Christ came and died on the cross and rose from the dead, man, anybody who's gonna lag on to that is gonna have the ability to do wonderful, great, incredible, supernatural things. Why? Because now they're not dealing in their own power. They're dealing with the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:18. This is my life verse, by the way. Ooh, somebody paid attention. Good. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Watch this. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Come on, somebody say amen to this. See, What's this talking about? It's talking about vision. It's talking about what you're looking at. How you see yourself. Do you see yourself as that old person? Somebody help me out. Look up that scripture. He says, that scripture that says, behold, all things have become new. Turn and get ready to turn back to this. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look what this says. Watch this. We're talking about vision. See, it's about how you look at. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ. See, that's why I said the key, listen to me. The key is seeing what Christ did on the cross. Are you, how many are Christians here? Raise your hand if you're a Christian. Okay, watch this. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. What's this say? Behold, you know what that means? It means look. It's about vision. It's about seeing yourself. Because your whole life is going to follow what your vision is. And if your vision is, well, I tell you what, but I just, that's how I am. You know what? I've always had a problem. You know, I started watching, I'm not confessing this, so, but somebody says, I started watching pornography, you know what, when I was 8. You know what? And now I'm 38. You know what I mean? I'm just resolved. I'm never getting out of this. You know, Christians, that's how they look at their life. And it might not be pornography. It might be a health issue. It might be a financial issue. It might be just, you know what, you're angry all the time. You're just like bitter. You know, all kinds of junk going on. And God says, therefore, if there's anyone in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Look at it this way. All things have become what? You cannot move forward if you're looking backwards because your body will follow your vision. How many hear what I'm saying? Do we need to get some coffee today? It's because I think like you're not awake yet. Your whole body. Like I heard one pastor say, he said, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. This is revolutionary. Because it's not that big of a deal for you to move forward. You can move forward, but you can't move forward if you're looking backwards. It's not going to happen. I didn't say it's hard. I said it's impossible. Do you have your handcuffs? Do you have your handcuffs? Okay, get your handcuffs out. And can you handcuff that to this and then me to that? Go ahead, do it, officer. Yeah, good to see you, George. Okay. Wait, you got the key, right? Okay. Okay. Now, here's what. He said flashback. You're funny. Okay, so listen. Here's the point I'm making. For so many of you, I can want to get out of these cuffs. How many wanted to whatever your issue is, you wanted to get over it? And see, here's the thing. You've been told the main thing you need is desire. I'd agree with you. Desire is very important. But that's not the only thing you need. Because many of you, you have the desire, but your system is wrong. And so no matter how much I pull, how much I struggle, how much I, listen, I'm not getting out of here. Do you understand? Watch this, but there's a key. And all I need is the key. And if I have the key, I can get free. So, Pastor, what is the key? I just showed you the key. Here's the key. You've got to behold, you've got to start to recognize that all you have to do is start to change your vision in who you are and what Christ did on the cross, and everything will change. Why? Because you can't move forward if you're looking backwards. But you can move forward if you're looking to Christ. If you're looking at his word, if you're looking what he did on the cross, if you're recognizing that all things are passed away. Guys, that passed away. That is dead. Amen. Now, you can still drive that, 1973 Pinto if you want to. But you don't have to. Amen. Are you learning something? Turn to Philippians. Guys in the back, we're going back a little bit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Now here's what I want to teach you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Therefore, I do not count myself as to have apprehended. What's he just saying? All he's saying is, I'm not saying I'm all that in a bag of chips. That's all he's saying. I'm not saying that I'm not working on issues. That's all he's saying. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what?
Behind.
And reaching forward to those things which are ahead. What's ahead? What's ahead is the vision that God has called me to do. Amen. What's ahead is I'm free from pornography. What's ahead is I've got a good relationship with my wife. What's ahead is I can get out of debt. Amen. I'm free. What's ahead is I'm not angry all the time. I'm not embittered. What's ahead is, you know what? I don't care what my ex-husband did to me. I'm free from that. Are you hearing me? That's what's ahead. And Paul says, let me tell you what I do. I'm not saying I got it all together, but I am saying this. I focus on what's ahead. What Christ, and how does he do that? He's focusing, behold all things. Check it out. I want you to make sure you understand what Christ did on the cross is he made you new. And if you're new, to whom is Christ set free, the Bible says, for sure you're free. Amen. Amen. Are you learning something? But we get caught up. You're not, listen, it ain't going to happen. It's not hard. It's impossible. Unless you have the key. And here's the thing. We have the key. But here's what I want you to check this out. I do not, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. Somebody say, reaching forward. Come on, somebody say, reaching forward. Somebody do it with me, reaching forward. Reaching forward. One version says, straining. Another version says, I struggle for what is ahead. Now, let me tell you why. You have reaching, you have straining, you have even struggling. Here's why. Because if you look up the Greek word, here's what it means. It means reaching, it means struggling, it means straining. What are you talking about? You ever done something and it's just like really easy? It's like, man, that was so easy. That's not necessarily this. And that's why most versions say reaching
or straining. But one version I read even said struggling. It's because when you look up, because all those different people that are those theologians that are translating, they're translating a Greek word that means it's not automatic. What does that mean? It means, I love it, the it was in, I think, Fireproof. And this guy, he's not even, I don't even think he was necessarily going to his computer to look at something that was inappropriate, but he goes to his computer and this pop-up comes up. Do you remember this in this movie? What does he do with his computer? He, if you haven't watched this movie, watch it, it's a great movie. He picks up his computer and he throws it in the trash. What's he doing? He's reaching. He's straining. He's struggling. He is going to be proactive in saying, nope, that's not who I am. And if that means I got to throw my computer away, then I'm going to throw my computer away. Now, you don't necessarily have to throw your computer away. But you might need to reposition your computer. Listen to me, somebody. You might need to reposition your computer that anyone who walks in is going to see it. See, if the door's here, you know what? How's your computer? Is it like this where everybody can come in and you can click all you want? You got 3 minutes to click off all that junk? Well, how about doing this? How about turning it around when your wife can come in and see it? Amen. How many know that would be a good idea? Here's a good idea. You know what? Allowing your wife to be able to have your phone, look at your phone. Anytime she wants to look at my phone, she can look at my phone. Why? Because I got nothing to hide. Hello? No, you know, hey, does your wife have your code on your phone? Oh, yeah, Jackson. See, can I be honest? I know what all that's about. All that, you know, jive turkey stuff. That's an old 80s term, sorry. That's just a bunch of jive turkey stuff. You know, well, you don't, well, you know what? Well, your wife don't trust you. No, I don't trust me. Come on, don't shut me down when I'm preaching good. Praise the Lord. Hey, and listen, if you haven't struggled with any of that stuff, amen. You know? But don't be condescending to other people who are struggling with that stuff. You know what? I guarantee you, if we look in your closet, we'll be able to pull some stuff out of there too. I mean, no, everybody's got some junk in the trunk. Come on. What's the key? The key is, you know what? It's going to take you making a determination that what Christ did is applied to you, and you are not going to take for granted what Christ did on the cross. Amen. Amen. You're going to appropriate the blood of Jesus that cleanses you from all unrighteousness, and that's who you are. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. I'm not even done. Somebody say amen. John chapter 3, John chapter 6, verse 63, it's the Spirit that gives life, the flesh profits nothing. Watch this. The words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life. For we don't look at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are unseen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
How do you look at what you can't see? I just told you the answer. Because what Jesus words, they're spirit, but they bring life. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you some things, and if you will focus on these things, what they're going to bring is they're going to bring life to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can't see it. Yeah, but you can't see it yet. Right. But you can't see it yet. Are you hearing me? But you can't see it yet. But you can't see it yet. But you, what you can do is take. That's what he's talking about in Corinthians. He's saying, for we don't look at that what you're seeing, but we look at, listen, you can focus on the Word of God. And when you focus on the Word of God, you'll start to see something different. You won't see what you saw. You won't see that guy always smoking dope. You won't see that person always getting drunk. You won't see that person always angry. You won't see all that person always, you know what, having to, you know what, having all the stuff. You won't see that person. You'll see somebody different. Can I show it to you? Can we go deeper? Is somebody catching it? Well, let's go. Here. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it day and night. What's that? You're focusing on that which you cannot see. You're focusing on God's words. You're focusing on what he said in his word. And what happens? But you shall meditate on day and night that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have much success. I can say it another way. You will have good success. I can say it in another way. Then you'll make a resolution at the new year's, and by February, you will not have broken it. Amen. Good success. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But how do you do that? You've got to focus. Somebody say day and night. Somebody, come on, somebody help me out. Say reaching. You can't do this just automatic. That is the issue. Somebody comes in there, you know, we're so used to in and out. Well, in and out's a good bad example, because in and out's like in and in and in and in and in and in and then out. But we're so used to Taco Bell. We go in and we get out. Here's the problem with Taco Bell. You know the problem with Taco Bell is? The food, amen. Come on. See, and the Bible's not teaching you that. The Bible's saying, no. There is a way that you can have good success, but you can't do it. It's not cheap. You got to invest. You got day and somebody say day and night. Day and night. How many know anybody can see what's seen? But it takes intentional people to see what is not seen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Can I show it to you? Luke 8:49. While he was still speaking, someone came to the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother teacher." Guy goes to Jesus, got a problem. How many got a problem? Guy goes to Jesus. Jesus says, "Hey, whoa. I got you covered. I'm going to go over to your house, and I'm going to, you know what, fix this problem." In the midst of him going to go, the woman with the issue of blood comes up. You know what? Goes through this whole thing, and he's delayed. In that delay, they come up to him while he was still speaking. While he was still speaking. Jesus is speaking, and someone comes up and says, "Hey, you know what? Don't bother him. Your daughter is dead."
For we do not look at the things which are seen. For the things which are seen are temporary or temporal. But the things which are unseen are eternal. Now let me teach you. Temporal, temporary. Not superior to that which is eternal. Superior. The things that are not seen are superior to that which is seen. So what does Jesus do? Look what he says in this next verse. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well." If you were there, and we can watch the video when we get to heaven. But I believe that at that point in time, Jesus got, this is a dad who just has been told his daughter is dead. I believe, how many know sometimes you got to, you know, my mom used to do this. I'll be back in a minute. My mom used to do this to me. You know what? I'll say, "Mom, you know what? I can't find the ketchup. How many ever had moms like this? She wouldn't get the ketchup for me. She would take me to the refrigerator, open it up, and she'd put my head and go, "It's right there."
Behold.
Thank you. Hello. How many had moms like that? Okay. How many know sometimes you really, that's what I'm doing today, in the midst of you not even making a resolution anymore. I'm saying stop it. You start making a resolution. You start saying, no, my life is changing. My marriage is changing. My finances are changing. My life is changing. My health is changing. I'm moving from what I was. Why? Because all things, behold, because of what Christ did on the cross. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. What Christ did on the cross is significant to our life. Yes, praise God. Someday we're going to be in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be a party 24/7. Thank you, Jesus. But can I tell you what? That party started today if you get born again today. God's will for you is for you to thrive now. In the midst of the junk, in the midst of a perverse generation. Amen. But sometimes you got to get people focused in the midst of death, and you can't, and it'll never happen, and you'll never get out of debt, and you'll never, your marriage will never, all this. I believe when we see the video, God's going to say, "Hey, right here, buddy, right here. Stay with me. You know what? Don't be afraid. Only believe." See, why? Because I got to keep your focus here, dude. Remember what I said? Watch. "And she will be made well." What's he have? All he has is that which is unseen. But that which is unseen is more substantial and that which is seen. You want me to prove it to you? You want me to prove it to you? They get over to the house and they got a bunch of people saying, she dead. And Jesus saying, "Oh, she ain't dead. She just sleeping. And they just are, you know, some people just, they're like, "So, no, that's not true." Listen, don't get all self-righteous of people who call the things that are not as though they were. Don't get self-righteous with those people. Because let me tell you what, God's those people. Amen. And he says, "No, let me tell you what, she is not dead, she's sleeping." And here's what the King James said, and they mocked him to scorn. All kind of people mocking. They're just believing, "That's crazy talk, that's crazy." No, that's Jesus talk. Is what that is. And guess what? He did exactly what he said. He went up there. You know what? His daughter, you know what? He raised her from the dead. And he looked at her. You know, how many know a lot of 12-year-olds are hungry? They're just hungry all the time. He looked at her and he said, hey, man, get her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She's hungry. Right? I don't misquote. I'm not saying peanut butter and jelly. That doesn't say that in the New King James. I don't know what he said. But here's what he did say. He said, get her something to eat.
Yes, he did.
I mean, learning something today. Okay. So what does that look like? Well, just wrap it up here. What does that look like in a practical way? Real quick. Well, in your marriage. See, you remember I said you got to focus on this. You got to reach. And in your head, you've got it in your head. You know what? That your wife. How many? I'm gonna set you up. Okay, don't raise your hands. I almost said this. How many of you husbands? I don't raise your hands. I almost said this. I almost said how many of your husbands? You know what? Does your wife bug you? You know what I mean? And don't raise your hands. Okay. But, hey, but if we're honest, you know what? All our hands would go up. Is this not right? See, now you don't want to. Ooh, I don't. Okay. See, and how many know Satan gets all over that trash? Next thing you know, listen, you play around with that trash long enough, the next thought he's, because how many know Satan, he, come on, somebody. How many know Satan will lead you here to get you here, to get you here, to get you here, to get you here? Well, what's over here? Man, it bugs me when my wife does that. Well, if you play along with that so long, you'll get over here where, you'll get over here, and you know what over here is? Man, I married the wrong person. Right. So what do? Well, you reach. You know what? You turn to Proverbs 18:22. What does Proverbs 18:22 say? Guys in the back, help me out. Proverbs 18:22, what does it say? Come on. No, it's run after it. He who finds a wife finds a what? Finds a good thing, amen. And he obtains favor from the Lord. Ooh, I got favor, amen. You know that song, God is so good. You know this? God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Okay, you know that song. So yesterday I was singing. You know what? I was singing, I was singing, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. And my wife, what? Loves me. Amen. Well, what am I saying? What am I doing? I'm taking the word. You know what? I'm going to move forward in my marriage. Why? Because I'm not looking back. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor of the Lord. Amen. See, what am I doing? Listen to me. This isn't automatic. You've got to make a decision that you are going to walk in victory instead of defeat. And listen, God has done all kinds of things, but you're the ones who've got to take up the word and say, I'll tell you what, as far as me and my household, I'm going to serve the Lord, I'm going to meditate on the word day and night, and I'm going to, you know what, and my life can be good. Worry. Does anybody worry? Oh, Pastor, I just worry. My mom worries, my grandma worries, we just are worriers. You're not going to go forward looking back. What's that? That's old nature. What do you have? You have the Word of God. What's the Bible say? What's the Bible say? 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares on Him. Why? Because He cares for me. See, you have the Word of God. You're just like that man. You have other people telling you, oh, you better worry. It's okay to worry. You know what? She's dead. All you have to do. But Jesus said, no, if you'll believe, she's going to be raised. What did he have? He had He had the word of God. Amen. And what do you think happened when they walked in the room? Because he told everybody get out, but he took the mom and dad up with him to the room. What do you think happened when he walked in that room, when the father walked in that room? He had two things. He had what some people would call reality, and he had the word of God. But what is more real, what is more substantial, is the word of God. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Amen. And you got to make up your mind what you're going to do. You're going to worry, or you can do what the Bible says. Oh, I cast my care upon God. I mean, why? Because he cares for me. See, you have that scripture. You don't have to worry anymore. Amen. Loneliness. Oh, I'm so lonely. When am I, my husband going to come? When is my wife going to come? Deuteronomy 31:6 says, you know what? God will never leave you or forsake you. You have no reason to be lonely. Why? Because he'll never leave you or forsake you. The Bible says he's closer than even a brother. Your attitude. How many ever struggle with a bad attitude? Come on, you're in church. Tell the truth. This is so good. You know, Philippians 4:8. Guys in the back, help me up. He says, whatever thing is pure, whatever thing is noble, whatever thing is true, whatever thing is noble, whatever thing is pure, if there's anything good, if there's anything virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on that. Can you think of something good? Then just focus on that. I tell you what, in a short period of time, that scripture should be just right on your lips. A short period of time, your whole attitude will flip around. What about debt? What about debt? There's a scripture. There's a scripture for all this junk. 1 Timothy 6:8. Guys in the back, help me out. 1 Timothy 6:8. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. You got some clothes? You got food? Then you know what? Listen, stop listening to that stupid commercial that says, you know what? It's just 38 payments of $49.86. You know what? And your life, no. With your life, be content. With food and clothing, be content of that. I tell you what, if you meditated that scripture over and over and over again, you know what? Next thing you know, you won't pull your visa out for years. And guess what? You'll be out of debt quicker than you know it. Does this make sense? Yeah. See, the word is practical. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. What's covetousness? Oh, man, I wish I had those shoes. You know what? I wish I had that shirt. Ooh, I wish I had those glasses. Ooh, I wish I, you know what? I wish I had those shoes. Ooh, I wish I had those socks. You know what? I got to have that. I got to have this. I got to have this. And yeah, but you don't make that much money. And Visa says, here you go, Jackson. I'll help you out. Listen, Visa and MasterCard are not your friends. I'm just saying. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, oh, there it is again. I'll never. You got me. You don't need all that junk. Wow, Pastor, you're swimming upstream big time. You start coming against materialism in 2020 in America, you are swimming upstream. But how many know we don't have to be in debt? Here's one. Here's a good one. Are you married? Why are you trying to get single? You know, I see married people wishing they were single
And I see single people wishing they were married. Here, let me say this. If you're married, be content. If you're single, be anxious for nothing. See, don't be, you know what? Listen. Okay. How many learned something today? What's the point? The point is, you've got to see what Christ did. You've got to use his words to change your life. Father, I thank you for every person that's here. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, if somebody wants to get born again, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, I want you to raise your hand. If somebody wants to accept Jesus in their heart, we're going to say a short prayer. Yes, thank you. Who else? Yes, thank you. Yes. Say this with me. Jesus, come in my heart. Change me from the inside out. I accept Jesus as my Lord. In his name I pray, amen.